One San Francisco neighborhood that lives with a reputation of poverty, crime, and abuse is the Tenderloin, and that can make it a hard place for people to live. Almost a quarter of the neighborhood's residents live below the poverty line, and according to statistics from 2008, the neighborhood accounts for more than half of the city's drug-related offenses. Statistics like those make it easy to forget that the Tenderloin is also a historical landmark. After the 1906 earthquake, the neighborhood was rebuilt in the Beaux Arts style. Lots of arched windows and cornices, an entertainment district. It had restaurants and theaters, as well as the brothels and gambling joints. Movie director Frank Capra lived there. So did writer Dashiell Hammett. Boxer Muhammad Ali trained there. Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, The Grateful Dead, and Jefferson Airplane all recorded some of their best-known work in Tenderloin Studios. A new documentary play called Tenderloin in the neighborhood's Cutting Ball Theater aims to find some of that old vibrancy on the Tenderloin's present-day streets. It's a documentary play, and the voices are of real-life people. Emily Wilson has the story.
As they have often over the past year, actors David Sonico and Rebecca Frank are walking the streets of the Tenderloin. It's a sunny Friday afternoon.
Oh, look, we got a crazy fight now. We got a fight going on in the corner. Club 21, I don't like to walk by Club 21. There always seems to be
that
some...
That looks like love.
Is that love going on there?
Love. It's hard to tell, but you...
There's a thin line,
there is a really thin line in the Tenderloin.
Sonico and Frank are walking that thin line for their roles in the play Tenderloin, in which they play several of the neighborhood's real-life residents. The actors want to know what those people see every day and how they feel about it.
On the surface, there's a lot of not very positive stuff to see, like the drug addicts we just passed by who were literally passed out on the street. And, it's painful. You know, it can be painful to look at how hard a life is for some people. You know, we always think of that as existing in some far-off country or continent where we're also lucky here, but it's also right in our backyard. And at the same time, we're talking to a lot of people who talk about how much love there is among the residents of this neighborhood and the people who work here.
Sonico, who lives in Fairfax, has been performing in shows at the Cutting Ball Theater on Taylor Street for a decade. But he says he never really engaged with the neighborhood before starting to work on this play. As we walk, he and Frank pause in front of a mural on the corner of Turk and Jones.
So this is the same view of this corner, looking that way, just like if it was in spring and everything was a garden and there were no streets.
The mural depicts the neighborhood as it is, quite literally, says a man named TJ, who happens to be standing nearby.
You're in here?
Got the same sweater on right here on stage.
Yeah,
look right to, yeah, that's
oh
me.
God.
You got the same sweater on right
Where's
now.
What stage is that?
TJ.
Hey, TJ, I'm there.
I was here when the lady done it, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
And the thing is about this, ain't nobody writing on it. They're not trying to desecrate it. Yeah, no tagging or nothing. So they're respecting it, yeah.
A little farther along, Sonico and Frank stopped to point out a stately building on Eddy Street.
And here's a Hotel Cadillac here.
The hotel was built in the early 1900s and meant for wealthy visitors. Now it offers affordable housing and support services for low-income people. Husband and wife, Leroy and Kathy Looper, own the hotel together, along with several other halfway houses in the neighborhood. In the play, Sonico portrays the cheerful Kathy. Frank plays 87-year-old Leroy. Leroy died late 2011, and the play is dedicated to him. Frank remembers meeting him for the first time.
He was sort of this, like, magnetic, charismatic, wonderful, big personality, and he came from a personal experience of having been a drug addict and then saying that his philosophy was that people that had been through this could heal other drug addicts.
So part of what I do is I set up Reality House to stop the bull that was going down. Now when I call it bull, I mean the psychiatrists had their own vernacular. And I have my own way of talking. And my way is the penitentiary way and the street way. So they trust me because I trust them.
Annie Elias created and directed the play.
But having done this form a few times now, I'm amazed by the wisdom and poetry of, I hate to use the term ordinary people, but people who aren't famous, just the voices of people on the street and people who are everyday life.
Like Jasper, a beatboxer living on the street.
I mean, it doesn't suck for some people because they've gone beyond confusion and lost their minds. But for me, I got all this personality, talent, intelligence and stuff, and my body. My health has been made to flourish. But my feet might get a little sore because I'm always on. But as far as like the condition of my entire being 100% healthy, I am.
Elias says the actors heard lots of surprising stories about people in the Tenderloin, such as this one, heard from a man named Nappy Chin.
One day she turns, she says, "Look, Nappy Chin, I'm going to jail, and I'm pregnant, so they're going to let me stay out here till I have this baby. But I don't want the baby to grow up in the system, so I know if I go to jail, they take the baby, they're going to put the baby in the system. So can I tell them it's your baby?" So I said, "Okay." Naturally, I wasn't thinking then.
The actors talked to more than 40 people, spending anywhere from 30 minutes to several hours hearing their stories. They transcribed all their interviews down to the uhs and the ums and carefully studied each person's body language and gestures. On stage, those people come to life. A high school senior, a police captain, a lawyer, a group of neighborhood kids, and a waitress at a transgender bar. Elias says since she's been working on the play, it's easier to see the love in the neighborhood and in the people there.
I just saw this older woman. She was in a wheelchair and she was trying to get up Taylor. You know, it's a hill, you know. And I guess I would have just walked by her previously, but having started working on this piece and really hearing people's stories and, you know, I just stopped and I talked to her and it was just a moment of empathy. Oh, she's struggling to get up the damn hill, you know? So I pushed her up and she was just so lovely and we had this really lovely exchange and she was very thankful and I wish people would see the humanity here.
After an hour or so of walking, Sonico and Frank are back at the Cutting Ball Theater, ready to bring their experiences from the streets to the stage. In the Tenderloin, I'm Emily Wilson for Cross Currents.